bum 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 bum.
Does she love me with all her heart? Should I worry when we're apart? It's a lover's question I'd like to know.
It's Monday, October 17th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. We've been digging into Philippians, and today we're looking at Philippians chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. We're going to back up and read, start reading at verse 3, and we're going to read through verse 8. The Word of God says, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. And here's verse 7. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart. For you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. Now, the Philippian church was made up of a mixed group of people, different backgrounds, different socioeconomic levels, but they had love for each other. I mean, they loved each other. They were bound together by love, but it was a particular kind of love. It was gospel love. In Acts 16, which recalls the beginning of the Philippian church, you have Lydia, who was wealthy, and he also had the jailer, and then he had a slave girl plus other believers, mostly Gentiles. And you had all these people with little in common except one thing, the gospel. All of them had been saved by the blood of Jesus, and thus they were all lovers of God. They had shared in the gospel ministry with Paul. So Paul loves them. All right, so here's what's happening. Paul was in prison. And that would have brought about serious shame in the ancient world for anyone who was connected to him. But the Philippians didn't care. They were saying, we're standing by our man, we're standing by Paul. So we can only imagine the kind of encouragement this was for Paul. Because others who said that they had his back, they had bailed on him. All right. The Philippians were not ashamed or intimidated by his imprisonment. They were thinking it like this. They were thinking the advancement of the gospel is at stake, and we consider that, the advancement of the gospel and showing love to a brother, of higher value than the approval of man. So they helped him out with what he needed and cooperated with him in the defense and the spread of the gospel. Listen, they were lovers of God, saved by the grace of God through the person and work of the Son of God. And they just couldn't stand by and do nothing. And so Paul was overwhelmed with love because of this. I mean, just listen to him in verse 8. He says, for God is my witness, how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. I'm wondering what the world would think if they looked at the church and they saw people not bickering over ridiculous things, but extending self-sacrificial love to one another. I mean, what would the world do if they looked at the church and saw a bunch of humble people who are not concerned about the approval of man, but instead they're washing their brother's feet? Now, certainly some are always going to look at us like we're weird, thinking that we are foolishly being carried away by a mythical illusion of a carpenter from Galilee, no doubt. But could it be that John 13:35 is spot on when Jesus says, by this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. May we warm each other's hearts with the affection of Christ by the way we care for one another, by the way we admonish one another, by the way we sharpen one another, by the way we love one another. And as we do this, we will make great the name of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.